leg injury to that left leg. Everything feels like the pressure is on. The heat is dialing up. The crowd is making some noise, but you don't fold. In fact, you fight your way back to a 23-all tie at the half, and then you grind it out, play tug-of-war with them throughout most of the second half, finally come alive from downtown where you shoot, what, 7 of 14 from three-point range, mostly in the second half of that second half, and you get the win on the road. I mean, obviously, a lot of guys stepping up, especially Ben Wolf in the absence of Troy Summers.
Yeah, I obviously really happy for Ben. I thought he did a great job, not just knocking down threes, which we know he's capable of, but also just protecting the paint. Davenport, we did a great job of running them off the three-point line. That's what they do best, and we made them into drivers more so than shooters. And with that, then we have Ben and Miles there to protect the rim, and it gave us two guys protecting the rim. So it was really fun to see. I thought we did just a great job of executing the game plan. And then we made some good shots the second half. Davenport's a great team. The only way you beat a great team on the road is you got to make some plays. Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to kind of the trend that we've been talking about over the last week, especially coming out, executing the game plan. But you had said to me, I think it was on the coach's show, was it maybe 2 weeks ago or even after the game, on was it the Thursday one against Ferris, if we could shoot even just average with the way we play defense, we can win games against really good teams. And you did that exactly in this game. You play solid defense and you shoot just good enough, especially late, to hit those threes to pull away and get the win over a team that was coming in hot and has aspirations of hosting the conference championships.
Yeah, and I thought what happened was, in similar to Lake State, the first half, we had all kinds of stuff open and we just weren't finding it. And the second half, it helps a little bit because they're in front of our bench and we can communicate some more stuff and kind of get them in the right spots, and we got everyone in the right spot. We got great looks from three, and obviously at the end of the day you still got to step up and knock them down. And I was pretty confident at halftime. I told our guys, our offense will be fine, we'll win if we play as good a defense or anywhere near as good a defense in the second half as we did the first half. And I thought we did until the end there, where they were just kind of going and we were worried about fouling. I thought we were really good defensively for 35 minutes.
A great win on the road here, but it doesn't get any easier with Grand Valley on deck Saturday, does it?
Nope. And that's a great process for our maturing young team. We played a great team at Ferris, almost won. Handle Lake relatively easily, win tonight on the road against a great team, and now we have to go play another great team on the road, and we'll see if we're mature enough to string together, you know, four straight really good games.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Matt Makrzak, head coach of the NMU men's side. They get the 67-58 win over Davenport here in Grand Rapids. The women's team also